There had been a paper presented at the Information Theory Symposium in Ronneby, Sweden in 1976 by Gottfried Ungerbeck that didn't catch much notice at the time. It caught considerably more notice when it appeared as a article in the Information Theory Transactions in 1982. And it was the paper that announced trellis, what has since been always called trellis-coded modulation. Now, people have different versions. I'm sure if you ask Gottfried, he would disagree strongly with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to tell you what I think Gottfried's main advantage was, or main contribution was. Suppose you're sending data with quadrature phase shift kings. You've got an in-phase axis, the cosine axis, and a quadrature axis, a sine axis, and your signals, you've got four signals, and they're 90 degrees apart in this two-dimensional signal space. Those are your signals that you send. So you can send 2 bits per signal, and that would be the normal way that uncoded QPSK is used. So if you're using this, you have 2 bits on each signal. But suppose you decided to do this. You say, well, let's take those 2 information bits and convert them with an encoder to 3 transmitted bits. And let's use these to control 8 phases. Let's add in 4 redundant phases. So now I've got 8 points in my signal space. But I got the same bandwidth. Bandwidth is only the number of these symbols per second you signal. Bandwidth is really the same as baud. What is the baud rate? How many signaling elements per second are you sending? You can have 1 million phases in here, and it's the same bandwidth. We were all off because we had always been thinking of using redundant symbols, which is the wrong way to look at the problem. You can just use a bigger part of the same alphabet here. Or you can say what you're doing is your information symbols can be chosen from a subset of the same alphabet. So here we'd use a rate 2/3 binary code. You'd normally think that would expand bandwidth by 50%, but it's not changing the bandwidth whatsoever. That, to me, was Gottfried's big contribution. Coding does not expand bandwidth. If you only use it to add redundant levels or redundant phases to uncoded signals. Take your basic modulation system, whatever it is. If you only add levels and phases, nothing changes. Well, Shannon actually pointed that out in 1948, if you look at his paper. He says the dimensions per second is the important thing, but nobody at that time was paying much attention to that. But Gottfried did, and that's what, in my opinion, was his great result. His set partitioning technique and all by which you figure out how to do this, to me, is a second-order contribution. The first-order contribution from Ungerbeck was saying you don't need to increase bandwidth by the use of coding. You can stay in the same bandwidth. So that gave the V.32 modem and a lot of other applications. So suddenly, coding theory took off on narrowband channels.